time is 5:46. Rolene Marks, are you with us?
I am with you. Barely coherent, but I'm with you all.
So
first off, a flight and train.
All right. So you were actually in Berlin for the weekend. Just tell us your impressions of that city.
Well, first of all, it is actually quite incredible. Berlin is a city that really doesn't shy away from its very, very painful past. There are reminders everywhere about its nasty past, about its Cold War past, and it does so without being oppressive, and it also almost dares you to remember and to not forget and to educate further generations.
Yeah, it's one of the impressions that I've always had of Berlin, and that's in fact why I loved it so much, is that they've taken their past and they've actually embedded it in their present. And because of that, you really get the sense that they've taken responsibility for the past. It's one of the most fascinating cities in the world. Did you go to the Holocaust Museum?
I did go to the Holocaust Museum. I spent a considerable amount of time there.
Is it not spectacular?
You know, when you first see the vastness of the memorial. It actually annoyed me that there were kids taking pictures with selfies and jumping from plinth to plinth, but going underneath and hearing the stories and that made it very, very individual is something quite extraordinary. And I think right now, in this moment in history, when we are seeing what we are seeing in Poland and many other European cities could really learn a lesson from Berlin about honoring the past and educating people for the future. You know, you walk around Berlin and there are these Stolpersteine, or the little stumbling stones that being a very, very sad reminder that there were people there. There was a thriving Jewish community that lived in Berlin, and that's all been ripped away.
It is absolutely an incredible city. But let's focus on Israel for a moment. It does appear as though we are heading closer and closer there to a national election.
Well, first of all, one very, very welcome announcement this weekend, and that was that the embassies of Paraguay and Honduras are likely to be moving to Jerusalem. But will it say Bibi? We don't know. It does look like we are going to be heading to elections later on this year. There could not be a consensus reached with regards to the coalition and the military draft for the ultra-religious. And it looks like we are not just going to be heading to elections, but also a very, very ugly battle in the media and in the political campaign, as we move to see whether or not Bibi Netanyahu will remain our Prime Minister. There's a lot of dislike in the country for Sarah Netanyahu. And there are many who feel that we are Bibi fatigued and that she has entirely too much control over his decisions and has entirely too much influence over him. So I think we're in for very interesting times, Howard.
Do you think that he stands a chance of retaining the position?
Do you think that?
He stands a chance of retaining the Prime Minister position.
Well, look, there is always a chance. One of the concerns that we faced in the last election was, should Bibi not win, who will replace him? So the big emphasis now for the Likud party is that if they want to retain the amount of power, they need to do some serious succession planning. And last week in Washington, we heard Netanyahu use terminology like my legacy and, you know, whatever I've done for my country. So I think that while he remains optimistic and while, you know, he still has a major support base, there needs to be some kind of planning for the future, because he may very well not win, or at least not win with a bigger margin as he has in the past.
How does this work? Does the Likud can they decide to put forward another person to lead the party and to be Prime Minister on the assumption that that Likud wins, or do you vote in Israel directly for a Prime Minister?
Well, they'll probably have to go to primary and see how well he does in the primary. And from then, he gets to vote for the party and the prom and the representative. So it's a very, very interesting time ahead.
Very, very interesting indeed. Rolene, I think we're going to have to leave it there. The line is not a great one. We're getting messages from listeners saying it's quite hard to hear you. Tomorrow you'll be back as normal on a Skype call, which is much clearer. So thank you for making the effort to speak to us. I know you have just got off a flight from Berlin. That is Rolene Marks.